Well, hello again. Here we are at the beginning of stage 5 of our walk, near the Napoleonic Canon. This part of the walk takes us around the Victoria Pier area. So, if you could please make your way to the left-hand pavement next to Henry Vernon Court and walk towards the Humber. When you reach the corner of the Minerva Pub, take a sort of hairpin to the left around the end of the pub to Nelson Street. Along the way, on the pavement, you'll see the fish trail image of a haddock, Hull's favourite fish. Once you reach the entrance to the Minerva, please wait a moment. Well, you have now arrived in Nelson Street, and I think this might be my favourite part of the walk, with its fascinating variety of 19th century buildings. And remember, this is all part of that reclaimed land I mentioned earlier. The first of these 19th century buildings is on the left, and it's the Minerva Pub itself. It was built in 1829 and is well worth a visit. It has lots of small, snug-type rooms, and one of them is said to be the smallest pub room in the country. It only seats 3 people. The walls are covered in really interesting photographs of old Hull, and in this area in particular. Now on your right, you will see Hull's favourite public toilets. Built in 1930, they've won many national awards. If you could now walk between the Minerva and the toilets, you will see the entrance to Pier Street. On the corner, you will see 2 original signs, Pier Street and Nelson Street, both dating from 1813. If you now walk down Nelson Street on the left-hand pavement, you'll come to Pier Station, one of the very few British Rail ticket offices situated nowhere near any railway lines. It was the ticket office for the ferry, which from 1948 was run by British Rail. The ferry ran from the pier behind you to New Holland in Lincolnshire. The pier station has now been converted into modern apartments. If you look up above the door of the pier station, you will see the date when it was built, 1880, and the initials MSL. The letters stand for Manchester, Sheffield and Lincolnshire Railway Company, who originally ran the ferry. So please now turn round and walk across Nelson Street. It's a cul-de-sac, but still watch out for traffic. So please make your way across to the pier, along the wooden planking, and up the wooden steps ahead of you, and you will be venturing on to the end of the pier. There have been ferries across the Humber since Roman times, or perhaps before, but they were always to the west of here, between Barton and Brough, and North and South Ferriby. The first Hull ferries were not established until 1320, and as you can imagine, they must have been a pretty hazardous affair navigating the perils of the Humber. It wasn't until 1826 that a regular New Holland to Hull ferry service was established, and the first pier wasn't built until 1847. It was then known as Corporation Pier. Its name was changed to Victoria Pier in, you've guessed it, 1854, following the visit of the Queen. Oh, I think there might be a ferry leaving. We might get a glimpse of it. Come on.
All aboard! All aboard now! 2 minutes! All aboard!
Oh no, we've just missed it. Never mind. Well, actually, you missed it by quite a number of years. The service ended and the pier station closed in 1981. So once you're at the end of the pier, near the telescope, look west, and you'll see the reason why. The Humber Bridge. It opened in 1981, and at the time was the longest single-span bridge in the world, and is still thought to be the longest bridge with a purpose-built cycle path and footpath. The spans between the piers is 1,410 metres and their height is 155 metres. If you'd like to get up close and personal with the bridge, the North End Pier is very accessible from Hesle Foreshore. I hope you will agree you get great views of the Humber from here. It's about a mile wide at this point, and it drains over a fifth of England. If you look east, the first thing you see on the east bank of the mouth of the River Hull is the Deep, Hull's Millennium Visitors Attraction. In there are sharks, huge stingrays, and more recently penguins. Mind you, they're not all in the same tank. Now further east, about a mile beyond the Deep, is the one-time Alexander Dock, now the centre of Hull's Green Port area. It produces some of the largest wind turbines in the world, all destined for the North Sea. Now look further east, you should be able to see one of the huge ferries that runs passengers and freight on a daily service between Hull and Rotterdam. They may not look big from here, but let me assure you they really are. Beyond the ferry terminal, you will see BP Chemical Works, and beyond that, over 20 miles away, the North Sea. You may wish to pause the walk here to take in some of the wonderful views. When you're ready, make your way back down the steps to the corner railings on your right. I'll ask Tom to accompany you as you make your way to the railings. You may well recognise the tune.
Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, you rolling river. Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, I'm bound away, across the wide Humber shore.
Thank you, Tom. If you look over the railings towards Nelson Street, you will see Oswash, an old established ramp that was, as the name suggests, was used for washing osses. Also for loading goods directly from barges onto horses and carts. There's some excellent photographs of Oswash in action on the walls of the Minerva. I would ask you to pause the walk now, make your way back to Nelson Street and turn right towards the statue ahead of you. Once you're at the statue of William de la Pole, then please restart the recording. You should now be standing in front of Sir William de la Pole, Hull's first mayor in 1332. Not Lord Mayor, you'll notice. We didn't have that honour until George V came to Hull to open King George Dock in 1914. Whilst facing the statue, look to your left, and you will see an artwork of a human figure looking out over the Humber. It was presented by the people of Iceland in recognition of the long-established relationship between the island and Hull. Incidentally, if you're thinking of visiting the Deep, this may be a good opportunity. There is direct access to the grounds of the Deep via a footpath over the River Hull. To do this, make your way to the Icelandic statue, and you will see in front of you a footpath along the banks of the River Hull, which leads to a footbridge which takes you directly into the ground of the Deep. For the rest of us, please cross over Nelson Street and you will see the entrance to Queen Street. So if you could please walk to the right-hand pavement of Queen Street and wait a moment. Now, if you look across Queen Street, you will see the splendid pilot's office, built in 1819, which served as the headquarters of the Humber Pilot Service until 2002, when its operations were moved to Spurn Point. The building is now developed into apartments. The pilot service is essential for the Humber. It's for guiding ships through what is a very treacherous stretch of water. You may wish to pause the walk here and take a closer look around the pier area, have a coffee or something stronger in the Minerva. If you decide to take a break, then please pause the walk at this point and restart when you're back here at the entrance to Queen Street. So here we are at the entrance to Queen Street on the right-hand pavement. Please walk down Queen Street and you will pass a covered alleyway on your right. Keep walking and then turn right into a paved area and you will see the C4DI building on your left. Continue to walk until you come to a glass barrier and turn left. On your right, you will see Hull's Outdoor Theatre, which is set in an old dry dock.
Your busy walks and sidewalks call, away you rolling river. Your streets and taverns and friends with all, away I'm bound to go. Cross the wide Humber shore. 'Tis 7 long years since last I've seen you. Away, you rolling river. 'Tis 7 long years since last I've seen you. Away, I'm bound away. Cross the wide Humber shore. Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, you rolling river. Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, I'm bound away. Cross the wide Humber shore.
Keep walking, and with the theatre on your right, you will see in front of you the tidal surge barrier, which protects Hull from extreme high tides from the Humber. It's not exactly historic, but very important nonetheless. It's been operational since 1980 and has had a major impact on reducing tidal flooding from the Humber up the River Hull. Unfortunately, it didn't manage to prevent the July 2007 floods of Hull and the East Riding. 35,000 people were affected and 10,000 homes had to be evacuated. The floods came mainly from the walls and the rivers and drainage systems simply couldn't cope. Well, everything seems to be sorted now and with flood prevention systems in place, hopefully it won't happen again. So please keep on walking until you reach what is Humber Street. Once there, turn left and at the crossroads turn right into what will be Queen Street. And walk to the end until you reach Castle Street A63 and the light control crossing. Before you cross over, just glance back and notice the street sign which reads Blackfriar Gate. Once you have crossed over Castle Street, go to the right-hand pavement of what will be Marketplace and press Stage 6, Marketplace to High Street on your handset. Hope to see you soon.